Nick from Sophie on 2.
Sophie, with you on 2.
This is a status report. The cobalt brakes were not in the correct locations in the execution note. So cobalt brake 1442 is not in Columbus aft deck 1, but in Columbus overhead aft 2. And then the cobalt brake 1339 is not in aft deck 1, but overhead aft 3.
We copy all, Sophie. Thank you for the feedback.
So from Sophie on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
So I'm ready to do the swapping of the samples whenever you are. Just let me know.
And we copy that, Sophie. Yeah, we'll give you a call when we're ready.
So patient on 2 for DNA hypergather.
With you on 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Just a question. If I'm looking at the SONO in my hardware gather activity, and basically I need pretty much everything except for the large nitrile gloves, everything that's in 1.0.1088, and this hardware gather, I mean, it's basically everything in that CTB, so I wasn't going to actually put it somewhere else. I was just going to leave it in that CTB, since it's already right next to LSG. Was there something else planned for that?
Copy all, checking. And Jessica Huntsville back with you on 2. So we are good if you want to leave that CTP where it is. However, during the conference with the PD later in the day, you might have to use some of the items on that CTP. So you're welcome to leave it there, but if you want to grab it when you guys are going through the conference, you'll probably need a couple of the items in there.
Okay, sounds good. We will bring the bags to the conference. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and BioCell at your convenience.
Huntsville from station. Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie. We finally finished imaging that first set of hemocytometers, so we are ready for your 1215 swap.
Performing the swap now.
Thank you.
Welcome.
We'll bag it and trash it.
Concur.
Copy. And if it exploded a bunch of the gel out, like the gel.
Houston, station on 2 for air.
Houston's here.
Amy, I just wanted to follow up on the ARIS stuff. So I had made some calls down this morning to Huff. The first use, I used the demo bag that was used that I had been on the water demo with because it still had 2 uses remaining, and we were instructed to use that. I called down because that bag was moving. Like, it has the bag, containment bag, and it's supposed to vent as it fills. It's supposed to vent the air, of course. And it was kind of like a delayed venting even when we did the demo, it did vent, and we, by squeezing the bag, you got everything to vent out. This morning, it was completely full, like it looked like the bag was going to burst, so I was a little bit worried about it. That was just 3 uses, and it was not venting the air. So I ended up manipulating the valves a little bit, so just squeezing the bag did not make it vent, but if I manipulated the valves with my fingers, I could make it vent. We decided to stop using that bag because obviously it wasn't venting properly. So this was a new bag. It had 2 uses on it already before Chris used it, and it was experiencing kind of the same thing where it wasn't venting automatically, but if you just put a little bit of pressure on the bag, it would vent. You didn't have to touch the valves like the other one. But it was venting. When Chris experienced, like, it was obviously not venting and then reached, obviously, its maximum capacity and burst out of one of the valves. And at first, what was coming out was just, like, all gel, so, like, the gelized urine, and then there was urine coming out as well. And my theory is that the gel, basically must be getting caught on the valves, and that's what since that gel had been there for a couple weeks since the water demo, it was probably blocking some of the valves, and that's why that bag was having a problem venting, unless those valves are really manipulated. And probably the same thing today, where after two uses, some of the valves were being blocked by the gel and then eventually just burst.
Copy, Jessica, and good afternoon. That's an excellent report. We've got the ARS team listening, so we really appreciate that information. And we did confirm that that gel substance is HAZ-1, so we recommend for cleanup goggles, dust mask, nitrile gloves. And we would like to bring that failed ARS, the one that Chris last used, home, actually. So hopefully you haven't trashed it yet. Still double bag it, and we're working on a stowage location.
Okay, we will double bag that, and we'll let you know. I'm assuming you mean just the collection bag. And we will, I mean, basically it exploded all over, Chris, and all over the WHC. So he had a lot of the gel on him, and it's kind of everywhere in the WHC as well, just so you guys know. We're doing our best to clean it up. And I'm assuming we should stand down from all ARS ops after this.
Okay, we copy all, Jessica. Really sorry that it's a big mess. And we're confirming that we just want you to, and we confirm that we just need you to save the bag for the ARIS that burst.
Yeah, okay, copy. Let us know about whether or not we should stand down. I would recommend probably yes. I mean, I would say that unless you guys want us to just do like one or maybe two max uses on the bags and just be extra careful. We did kind of give some gouge about that and, you know, let people know that they have to squeeze the bag to vent it, but like that's not part of the procedure. It's not part of the NOM operations. So obviously it's not behaving as it should. And I think, you know, both Chris and I do believe that those valves are probably just getting clogged with the gel itself.
Copy, and we're discussing. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, I mean, just for a data point, when it exploded, what ended up happening is that a whole bunch of gel just shot out of one of the ports, and then obviously I turned it off immediately. It was during the 30 seconds post-use, letting it drain out, that it exploded. And then I kind of just...
Hey, Amy, we walked into a hand over there. I'm not sure how much you heard of what Chris was saying, but I can repeat that if you need.
That's my bad. What I got was that when it exploded, a bunch of gel just shot out of one of the ports about 30 seconds post-use. That's where we left off.
Yeah, so basically, you're supposed to leave it running so that the rest drains out, and then following that, one of the valves burst, and the first thing that came out was a large clump of gel. So it does seem to match the theory that there was gel clogging the ports, and then it's, relieved by bursting.
Okay, copy. Excellent data. Team's definitely ingesting this, and we agree with your recommendation to stand down on ARIS today. We're going to discuss future plans.
Okay, copy. We will stand down for now, and we'll try to keep cleaning, but there are gel particles really all over the WHC.
Thanks for doing that.
All right, you're welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for cleanup.
About
hey, Jessica, since this is considered biohazard, and while you're doing your cleanup, the final wipe you'll need to use will be disinfectant wipes. And then I also have a stowage location for the failed ARIS bag when you're ready to copy.
Hey, copy. Final wipe will be disinfectant wipe, and I'm ready to copy the location.
Okay. At Node 2, Deck 2, there's a 4.0 CTB serial number 5126, and that's where you can put the failed ARIS bag that's double bagged.
Copy, 5126, 4.0, no 2 deck 2.
This is all station, Sophie on 2 for LSG.
With you on 2, Sophie?
That was, I wanted to finish the procedure on step 16.6 for remove your hardware from LSG.
Copy, Sophie. No concerns for us if you want to go back to LSG. Just for your situational awareness, we'll be about 5 minutes ready for your next hematometer remove if you want to keep that in the back of your head.
That's great news. And so do you confirm that I need to remove everything from the LSG?
Everything besides the scissors and Kapton tape can stay. And also, if you wanted to defer this to later on, Jack will be inside LSG around 15:30, and so we can have him remove this as well if you're feeling behind.
No, it's okay. Sorry. I can take care of removing all this, but thank you very much for the effort.
I'm so happy. Thanks, Dustin.
Station on 2 for Eris cleanup follow-up.
With you.
Amy, just a couple more questions. I have a double bag now. There is that valve, like I was trying to gently squeeze it to get as much air out as I could. That valve is still leaking a little bit. My assumption is it's mostly jellified by now, but especially since this will be returned and subject to landing loads, I was going to at least triple bag it. I was wondering if you guys would recommend putting up any like absorbent pads, like mess up mitt kind of pads in there with it, and or Chris was remembering that we have those very hefty urine containment bags that we used to put the full bags of full UCDs in for landing, and I'm wondering if you guys would want to use one of those.
Checking. We're going to discuss it a little bit. We'll get back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. This is all from Sophie.
Sophie, we're ready on two.
So there was one plunger tool when I came in this morning that was already in there. Should I remove both of them, or do you want me to leave the two plunger tools? And as well, am I go to open the left side, the smaller access panel, the 6-inch on the left side, to access some of the stuff that is on the left side of the LST?
Copy, Sophie, we're checking.
Thanks.
Sophie Hunsel's back with you on two. Those plunger tools, both of them can go back to the toolkit, and you have go to use that 6-inch port.
Copy all. And one final question for Hunsel.
We're ready for the question, Sophie.
For the contingency kit, do you want me to leave it inside? Because I don't remember if it was inside already or not.
Yeah. We'll remove that contingency kit and put it in CTB 5150.
Okay, removing CTB 5150.
Station Houston on 2 for cleanup.
Pedal 2.
Hey, Jessica, we're talking the two options you gave us for stowing the ARIS bag. We're still discussing about using the urine containment bag, so if you think that's a better option, then maybe wait. But if you think triple bagging and including a mess-up mitt is good enough, that works for us.
I have a triple bag right now. I don't have any mess-up mitts in there, but I can slide some in at least to, like, the outermost containment bag just in case. That's probably going to be adequate, but, you know, I think most of it has jellified. It was three uses, so three crew members. DNA is there, and the mess-up mitts, just take those from our normal, like, PPE cleanup kit, or is there a specific location for those for pads to throw in?
Yeah, mess-up mitt from the PPE kit is fine, and I have a location and a CTB number if you need it.
Oh, you know where that is, so we'll grab something out of there. Thank you.
Sounds good.
This is all from Sophie.
I'm both with you.
Yes, I was wondering, you know, the three BioCell Alpha Bravo Charlie that are in two BioCell bags, stem cell XH2P, I was wondering if those I should stem cell them somewhere, or because it says in the same CTD 5150, but they only have one level of containment, which is the Ziploc bag. Should I add another level of containment?
We copy on, we're checking.
Thank you.
Sophie, I'm back with you on two.
Okay, listening.
These BioCells are HRL1, and that Ziploc bag does provide one level of containment, but the cell itself is also a level of containment. So we are in the expected and a good config, and you are correct, they can go in CTB 5150.
So each individual BioCell stays into just one BioCell bag, and everything, all the three of them go in 5150.
They firmly have a good understanding.
Station Houston on 2 for urine containment bag follow-up.
Houston Station, we're ready to hear your follow-up about urine containment.
Good afternoon, Jack. Following up with Jessica on whether to use a urine containment bag to contain the failed ARIS bag. If you think it's needed, you can use a urine containment bag, but if you think the triple bagging was enough, that's fine too. If you do use your urine containment bag, please let us know.
We went, we did triple bag, and we got a mess up sock in there as backup. I don't think we really needed it, but triple bag, no urine containment bag, and I'm ready to come back to you guys.
We're happy with that config. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, that's around 2 for Sophie and LSG.
Sophie is with you on 2.
Sophie, as Huntsville does, we're always watching, and we were just wanting to make sure that you clean the other side, so the inside sleeves, as well.
I cleaned only the inside. Sorry, I thought I had to clean only the inside, so I will need to clean the outside of the sleeves. That's right.
Stay firm, and you can take those sleeves off to do that. And no worries, that's why we're always watching.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Houston, station on 2 for ARIS. Just wondering, do you want us to discard the pump?
Checking.
Little Sophie on 2.
Huntsville City on 2.
I guess we'll do the removal of the samples right after the conference that we have. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, that works for us. No rush on that remove. They'll be trashed anyways. And whenever you and your team are ready, the PD Raquel is available on Spacetogram 4.
Copy. We are getting ready, and we'll let you know.
Station Houston, Spacetogram 2 for ARIS answer.
Houston, station on 2 for ARIS.
Hey, Jack. I think Chris asked earlier if we wanted you to discard the ARIS pump. To answer that question, if the pump or the little or big dipper cups were exposed to urine, they can be discarded. We do want you to keep the ARIS controller as we only have one. And then also we're going to likely want you to return the ARIS collection bag that Jessica reported did not vent this morning, but we don't have a stowage location for that yet.
Okay, so all the cups, the pump, all that stuff is exposed to urine, so we'll bag that and trash it. We'll keep the controller, and the triple bag, exploded containment bag, you're saying that's the one that you don't have a long-term stowage for yet?
Negative, Jack. We did give a stowage location for the compromised ARIS bag. We're looking for a place to put the bag that wouldn't vent from this morning that Jessica used.
Okay, compromise. That's a great word for it. So, yeah, we do have a storage spot for that, and we'll stand by for a storage location for the one from this morning, the first bag.
And we have it now. It's the same place. So that's Node 2, Deck 2, 4.0, CTB, 5126. And we'll use compromise as the word of the day today.
5126 for both the compromised and the uncompromised bag, and they're both coming back to Earth. That sounds good.
Good copy. And then also, I'm looking for a willing volunteer. We've seen Hypervisor 5 go offline, and it's causing a loss of science. So we'd like someone to check the laptop for any off-nominal signatures. Hypervisor 5 is at lab port 6. And we're looking for a report of what's on the screen and verifying that the cables are secure. And we can see Chris taking care of this in the video. Thank you.
In Houston, Chris on 2. Yeah, the cables are secure and plugged in. I'm seeing a blinking Ethernet, but it's just a totally black screen, unresponsive.
All right, Chris, you can please reboot the compromised laptop by holding down the power key for a few seconds. And then when you when it boots back up, confirm that the screen displays go for ops.
Copy all. Rebooting the compromised laptop. Yeah, that is quite the word of the day.
Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for microscope.
Huntsville City on 2.
So that's the end of the procedure, and just wanted to confirm. So I left the fixture, the plate inside, the simple plate, and close the door, the lid of the microscope, and don't need to leave the lab camcorder or remove it.
copy all, Sophie, and we are in a good config with that call, and we do not need that lab view anymore. Thank you for your work today.
Thank you for this awesome, amazing experiment.
Houston, Chris on 2, Hypervisor 5, go for ops.
Awesome, Chris. Thanks for the help. We see it online. And, Chris, before you float off, I do have a follow-up question. Maybe it's for you or Jack on the Aeris. Did you use all the pumps and all the collection dipper cups?
Negative. So we were just using one pump for today. We deployed out four of the cups, one for each person in individuals at Black Bags. So I believe we got three folks used it this morning before the compromise.
Okay, awesome. We just wanted to make sure that we weren't directing you to dispose of all of the pumps and cups. So we're fine with the current plan to dispose of what you use.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, yeah. So we'll dispose the one pump because the tubing will have stuff in it, and then the cups that got used this morning.
Okay, Chris, and we would like you to dispose of the Aeris used items in a WHC JSB, and we weren't tracking that one of those are deployed. So if you do need to deploy one, we'll take the serial number of that JSB.
Okay, there is one deployed. I can get you the serial of it. At least I'm pretty sure I saw one when I floated back there earlier today.
All right, that sounds good to us. We'll take that serial number whenever you have it.
Houston, Chris on 2, 5614 is the current WHC JSB.
Thanks for that report, Chris. And then just a final note on Aeris, when you guys do tear down the controller, please remove the battery from the controller and you can stow those together.
Beyond, already done. Thank you.
Super. Station Houston at Space Ground 2 for Jack.
And Amy, I think Jack's on his PMC right now. I know he's in a CQ with his door shut, so I can pass on a message for him.
Actually, that's what we were calling him about. So his party is waiting. If he's joined, then it's probably all good.
Okay, I think so. Given the fact that I can hear voices, I'm sure he'll check in. If not, thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. And Munich actually has something for you, so they'll give you a call in a moment.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Columbus NG-24 cargo.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jessica. We wanted to tag with you quickly here while you're stepping into the cargo activity between Columbus and NG-24. To help the folks here with tracking the temp stow status of these stowed node items, would you be able to label them with temp stow from Columbus with Captain Tape and a Sharpie?
Yeah, sure thing. I can label them. I'm on my way there with them right now.
Wonderful. Much appreciated.
Hey, no problem.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and AstroPi.
Munich Station, Sophie and 2 for AstroPi.
Hello, Sophie. We just wanted to give you some follow-up news on AstroPi as we receive the image, and the PI here is happy with it, so the science can get started. So with that, you can final stow the stowage node line items 1, 2, and 3 from temp stow into their final locations per the lens adjustment stowage note. Thank you very much again for the support of AstroPi today and yesterday.
Thanks, Marco. That's very good news. I'm very happy about that. Okay, I will stow lines 1, 2, 3 to their final location, and as well, I will close the hatch because I was waiting for your final assessment before closing this. Thanks.
And that sounds great to us, Sophie. Thank you.
Station, I'm still on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and LSG at your convenience.
Station 2 for
Ziva. I'm Ziva 2 for calling for your go in step 1. You have it.
Copy your go. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and LSG.
Huntsville Station Jack on 2.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack. I've got two quick items for your LSG decon removed if you have a second. First, you might have noticed step 4.7 has two if statements. Just for your awareness, you'll be pressing with the first one straight to step 5 for a full removal of the decon system. And secondly, You may notice some wipes on the left-hand side of the rear work volume wall there. Those can be placed into the contingency kit in CTB 5150. That's located at JTM 1, half 5, in the Bravo 1 location. I'll copy.
Step 4.7, I'm going to fully removing decon systems straight on to step 5. And I see the Santa Claus that are on the back, and you said I can store them in 1.0 CTB 5150 in JLP Alpha 1 Bravo 5.
Almost a perfect read back there, Jack. It's JPM 1, AF 5 Bravo 1.
All right, AF 1 Bravo 1. And that goes for the gauze pads as well, or just the Santa Claus?
And Jack, that's AF 5 Bravo 1. Apologies.
No, that's totally me. AF 5 Bravo 1.
And Jack Huntsville back with you. I confirm you can take those gauze pads and put them in that same location with the wipes.
Huntsville Station 2 for Debot.
We're with you on 2.
The hard drive 2017 in Bay 1. And I'll be putting 2014 in Bay 2.
Copy 2017 in Bay 1 and 2014 in Bay 2.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for upcoming WHC unavailable.
Houston, Station Go for WHC unavailable.
Hey, just wanted to give a last call for the WHC before we put in the ground commanding in place that makes it unavailable in advance of the Yeti Bay swap. Last call for WHC.
Okay, let me vote around and ask, and I'll be right back.
Thanks.
Houston, Station Houston 2 for WHC.
Good afternoon, Sophie.
Good afternoon. Yes, Houston is going to proceed for an uncompromised procedure for WHC.
Okay, we copy. We expect about a 25-minute WHC outage. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the heads up.
Sophie Shanti Vizita.
How's the Livia on, too?
It looks like the gas injection is going to be later today. I've got that out, so I'll leave that temp-sode here, and I'm just stowing the hard drives. I remember Sophie previously reporting that there were 2 bags of full hard drives, bag 2, and 2 full hard drives, bag 1, so I'm assuming you don't care which one of those, other than 1's in 1 and 2's in 2, which one of the 2 they go in.
Hey, firm, Jessica, you have a good understanding.
Okay, copy, thanks. But then the only thing that I will need this afternoon for the gas delivery system is just the gas, so I can go ahead and stow everything else, right?
Hey, firm.
Hey, thanks.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2 for LSG, step 4.5.
What do you want to?
I'm just looking at the steps about capping the power output distribution connectors and the power emitter connector caps. So I found 8 of those, 4 for each, in the Ziploc bag from line 1 of the stow node. They kind of nestle into each other, right? They kind of fit into each other. So I think those are the correct connectors.
And Jack Huntsville's back with you on 2. Apologies, I failed to warn you of a handover, but we're back with you. I copied part of your question and confirmed with LSG during the brief gap in comm that the config you have the connector caps in is good.
Okay, great. Then I guess I'd recommend in the future for this step, like, can we still put the connectors together, mate it together in the single Ziploc rather than split them up into the 2 Ziplocs?
Absolutely. Thank you for the feedback. We'll make sure to get that updated in future procedures.
Thank you. Missile Station Jack on 2 for step 4.7.
Go for 4.7.
2 questions here. The power emitters appear to be on like a magnetic base plate. Are the magnetic base plates coming out of LSG as well? And if so, how do I detach the power emitter from it? And second question, I'm not sure how I'm going to fit these into CTB 4159.
Okay, we copy on 4159. We're checking on that. And for the magnetic base plates, those will stay attached to the adapters.
Okay. Huntsville Station, not to, sorry to be nothing but a bother, but with the magnetic base plate, the power emitters do not fit into the Ziploc bags that were in 4159. Of course, you'll get bigger Ziploc bags, but I guess I'm just double-checking that I'm getting the right thing if they're not fitting into the bags that they're supposed to fit into.
And we copy. That's no trouble. Trouble at all, Jack. I understand those are a little bit tight for those bags. We have no issue if you go grab some bigger ones. And in terms of 4159, for some context here, we're going to be putting these decon systems back into LSG on Thursday. So if you can find a nice location just to keep till then, that'd be great.
Okay, I guess I can grab a 1.0 and temp stow them on deck 5 here in the lab underneath LSG for the time being.
Copy. Deck 5, and we'll take the CPV serial number whenever you get it.
Sensational 2 for the day.
Jessica, you are go in step 3.1.
Copy, go 3.1, thanks. And I've got 1318.
Good serial number.
Station Epsilon 2 for Jack. We see that CPB 5301. Thank you. You can't see us, but we're waving back.
Somebody, somebody watching.
It's really hard not to sing back, and I got no privacy. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead.
The air and transfer compressor hose with the two backup EADA is connected to 1318. That's for the runway. And that is complete.
We copy. Good config. And WHC is go for use now.
Yeah, thanks. Houston from SOPM 2.
Houston's here.
My quick question is WHC go now?
WHC is go for use.
Okay, great. Thank you. So from Sophie on 2 for a walk.
What are you on 2, Sophie?
I just wanted to confirm with you that now that AstroPry is completely good to go, the warp hatch is closed, and the sign is here for not to use it, so... Oh, good for the wharf. And I was also curious, the pictures that I sent yesterday of what I thought were the payload shrouds, were they indeed payload shrouds or something else?
Sophie, that's great to hear about the wharf config. That is a great config. And after those pictures, we have not received them or analyzed them yet, but as soon as we do, we'll give you an answer to tell you if those were indeed payload shrouds or not.
Thank you very much, myself. Huntsville station on 2 for bioanalyzer.
Huntsville with you on 2.
Just a question for my next biomarker activity. I remember when I did this last time, we talked for a while about not having any blue pens on ISS. We have retractable black flight pens, and the only thing that we have that are blue are Sharpies. And what I used last time was the black flight pan, and I think it was deemed that that was good. I just wanted to double-check if that's what we want to do again, and or if you, you know, the only, again, the blue ink that we have is the Sharpie ink.
Good question, Jessica. Yeah, that black flight pan will work perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. That's the station on 2 for bioanalyzer.
With you on 2.
I was waiting for a while for those LEDs to come to their standby state, and when I came back, I have the three green ones indicating standby state, so there's green ready, green power, and green ready on the other side as well, but I also have an amber LED on done.
And I'm hearing that that's all nominal.
The key, there should not be one there. Okay. Copy nominal. According to the key, there shouldn't be a done split.
And I'm hearing you're seeing that misconfiguration because they're currently doing commanding, so that's why it's not magic what you're seeing there.
Okay, I understand, and I was wondering if I could step into that next procedure a little bit early, but sounds like, so that would be the go in 2.007. You guys are still doing some commanding for that?
And that's a firm. We'll give you a call back whenever they get complete and let you know we're ready for the next activity.
Okay, copy. I'll stand by. Thanks.
Stacey Huntsville on Sector Ground 2 for Jessica and Bioanalyzer.
Ground 2.
Jessica, we are complete with our ground commanding, so you'll go in step 1 and also have one minor delta to this procedure. In step 3, we tell you to grab any calibration microchip. We changed our minds. We're going to have you grab serial number 2. How copy?
Okay, copy. Yep, I already got two out because that's what the show notes said, so I am ready for that. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. Station Huntsville on Fester Ground 2 for Jessica and Bioanalyzer.
I was just about to call you. I still have the amber analyzing light on, so it doesn't look like it's complete yet. Is that what you were going to say?
Yes. We suspect that you need to hit the biomarker start button one more time. That way it only takes up to a couple minutes. If you don't hit it that second time per step 10, then it could take up to an hour. So try hitting that start button one more time and see if it works.
Okay, I did hit it two times already, but I hit it a third time now.
Okay, we copy. That's a good data point. Give us 1 second to talk it here on the ground.
Okay, thanks. And Huntsville Station 2, that time went quickly. It is correct signature now.
Okay, we copy all. That's a good config. Thanks for hitting it a third time. Station Huntsville on Fester Ground 2 for Jessica and ZBot.
Right on, too.
Sorry to catch you when you have your hands in MSG, but if you don't mind zooming that field of view in to the upper right corner of MSG so we can have view of those two blue manual knobs you'll be working with today.
Sorry, you wanted to zoom in with the camera?
Hey, firm, we just need a little closer view of those blue knobs.
Sure thing.
All right, Jessica, sorry about that. If you don't mind, stand by one. All right, Jessica, Hans is back with you. Sorry about that. If you don't mind actually translating that camera above MSG a little bit so we can have an angle with the view now, once you start working, we won't be able to see those blue knobs anymore. How copy?
Hey, copy.
And Jessica, no response required. That's a great field of view. Thank you. Copy, thumbs up.
Consultation on two.
We're with you on two.
Yeah, as you probably saw, I had to use the if lock, and Chris said that had happened to him before. Last time I did it, I think it was a different serial number, and the gas delivery system stayed on there really well, but this one just kept popping off, so I held it for that 5 minutes.
We copy all. Thanks for sitting around and babysitting our gas analyzer for us. We were watching here on the ground.
All right, no worries. And for that procedure, I would probably change that, like, to an if block, like, if you can't connect the connector. I know that some people have had trouble with it in the past, but both times I've done it, it's easily gone back on there, so I haven't had to take the light, the cover, front cover off. So I think it might be better written as an if block just so that people don't waste time if they're able to get it connected.
That's a great data point. Thank you. We'll make sure to update that procedure.
All right. No problem. Thank you. Consultation on two for ZBot.
We're with you on two.
Do you need the camera on lights or anything, or can I turn that off now?
We are done with that camera, so you can turn it off.
All right, thank you. Consultation on two for biomarker.
We're with you on two.
Just checking if you guys need more time for the bioanalyzer, or if I can go ahead and do that activity early.
We still need a little bit more time, but as soon as we get that go in 1.1, I'll give you a call.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Fester Ground 2 for Jessica and Bioanalyzer.
Go ahead on 2.
We are complete with our ground commanding, so you're go in step 1.1 to stow the Bioanalyzer.
All right. Thank you. I'll be over there in a few.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for any available crew member and a 5-minute activity at your convenience.
Houston, Chris on 2 seconds.
Hey, Chris, just calling about for an available crew member and a 5-minute activity. There's no rush, though, if you're in the middle of something.
I have 5 minutes.
Great. So we have a bit of a planning miss, and there's actually a 5-minute activity on tomorrow's timeline for you that we need done today. So current Chris can help out future Chris. And it's two valve throws in the airlock for ACS man valve open. I can either give you the activity to reference, or I can read you the valves we need you to throw.
If it's an activity for tomorrow and you can give me the time of it, that's probably easiest because I'll take 2 minutes and then I'll head over there.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So it is on your timeline at 8:35 GMT tomorrow on Wednesday, and it's ACS-02 man valve open. And you have a go for that whenever you're ready.
Copy. I'll take care of that in about 2 or 3 minutes. Thank you very much. And future Chris likes helping out, or current Chris likes helping out future Chris, so I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for helping out current and future us.
Absolutely. Houston, Chris on to those valves have been reconfigured for that 8:35 activity tomorrow. Thank you.
Copy. Thanks, Chris. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and a question on Columbus and Cygnus cargo at your convenience.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica. We got your crew note in the Cole NG-24 cargo activity about needing to store some items at the NG-24 forward port 2 standoff. What items did you need to put there?
They're not really in the standoff area. They're kind of like straddling the two. They're all right next to each other. So the experiment storage unit and the experiment storage box are in the forward 2_2, and then the 3.0 CTB is just next to it. So it's like touching forward 2-2, but it's kind of on top of another bag that's in the other location that I listed.
Okay, we copy, Jessica. That helps us understand a bit better. That's what we needed. And then the other thing we have is, and perhaps this is something that you can or cannot answer, we have the ARUS crew debrief scheduled tomorrow for all floor review, but if any of you did not use ARUS, we can cancel the individual debriefs if you like.
Okay, yeah, I know. I was going to ask about that, too. I think Chris sent down some notes already. I just had a list of notes that I was saving for the debrief. So Jack, Chris, and I all used it. Sophie did not have a chance to because she was busy in LSG until we had the experience that we had.
Okay, that helps. We'll go ahead and cancel Sophie's debrief then, but we'll keep the one scheduled for you, Jack, and Chris. We have received the notes that you guys sent down, and we're tailoring the questions to make sure that we don't ask something you've already answered.
Okay, I'll send out a crew note then as well with my initial notes so you guys can see those before tomorrow, and then we will talk to you, everybody, then.
Okay, that sounds good. And I brought these two things to your attention because we also wanted to offer the opportunity to cancel evening DPC unless you have something you want to talk about.
We are fine with canceling evening DPC, though we will miss hearing more of your lovely voice.
I'll be back tomorrow. Okay, we'll cancel the USOS portion of the evening DPC, and if someone doesn't mind letting Sergey know that they can start with the Russian portion, that'd be great.
Okay, yes, we will let Sergey know, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. So have a great evening.
Thanks, today was fun. Looking forward to tomorrow. Have a good night.
Hi, you too.
Huntsville Station, Cisco 2 for Kermit.
We're with you on 2.
Two questions for you. I wanted to know if I can start the procedure now for powering the microscope. And the second question, is there a plan to use extensively the microscope in the next days to know how I unplug or just adapt?
We're ready to support the STEM activity, and we'll get you an answer to your second question.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and Kermit. Answer at your convenience.
She's listening.
Kermit will be used again on Saturday, so you are go to leave it plugged in. However you see will be most convenient for you and the crew.
That's copy. I think Jack will need a handover and good words on this since he worked a ton on this. And, yeah, thank you. Huntsville Station Sophie on 2 for microscope.
We're with you on 2.
So just to give you a status, so the whole power chain is unpowered, but we left the connection with the power and protected the slot so that the cable is protected, but still we closed with a 2-inch gap plate with a 2-inch gap so that the cable is protected. And the USB-C, the USB cable is disconnected from ELC1 and stowed close to the Kermit.
console copies at all. This is a good config, and sounds good to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston, Chris on two for Optimus.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was just chatting with Sergey about no DTC, and he was mentioning that it seems like there's an issue with the schedule that they have on board in Optimus for tomorrow. It doesn't match what the ground is seeing in Optimus. There's like a PAO event shortly after 1 in the afternoon tomorrow for all the cosmonauts that apparently is showing on the ground in Optimus and is also in their Form 24, but is not showing on their current onboard Optimus. I just wanted to check in if that was expected or if maybe there's something going on. So I told them I would check in with you on it. And sorry, to be perfectly clear, I believe that's a real PAO event. It's just not reflected in our onboard Optimus.
Yeah, Chris, we have not uplinked the update to tomorrow's plan yet, but you will have it on board definitely before tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure it was expected because, they were chatting with their Glovny, and they're like, hey, wait a second, I wanted to move my schedule around this way. And he's like, oh, you can't do that because you have a PAO event. And, okay, cool. I'll let them know that. Thank you.
Thanks for checking.